Good morning. Our focus today is on goodness, one of the aspects or attitudes of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22 to 23. We are reading from Galatians 5, verse 19 to 26, which reads, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, bursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." This is the word of the Lord. We're living in a time where the acts of the sinful nature are more evident. Lies are being told brazenly, without remorse or apology. Truth is being hidden or suppressed. Persons are acting out their sexual desires without restraint. We are hearing of killings and murders in the most heinous and gruesome ways. Agenda and ideologies are enforced on us through music, movies, and social media, deceiving many. Notwithstanding, there is corruption, crime, violence, overkill, and abuse of power. These are evil, wicked, careless, carefree, shoot you dead, dog eat dog, hard-hearted, cold-hearted times. And it is in this context and surrounded by all these which we are called to live as Christians. We are called to be the salt and light of the world and to let our light shine before men so that they may see our good deeds and give glory to God, our Father. As Christians, we are marked, sealed, and set apart by the Holy Spirit, who indwells us and has regenerated us when we first believe in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. It is the Holy Spirit who has produced in us the fruit of the Spirit. Our lives should be shaped, guided, and reflecting the elements of this fruit, especially in the context in which we are living now. No wonder we are commanded to walk by the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lusts of our sinful nature. Now, today's focus is on one of the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is goodness. What is goodness? Let us start by saying what it is not. Often, we use the word good to explain how we feel, whether we are okay or not. Persons would ask, "How are you? Are you good?" And they reply, "Me good, man." Today, being good carries a moral component to it. But the morality being practiced is based off of one's thinking or feelings, not according to a set standard of morality which comes from God. So a man can bad drive you on the road because he thinks it is right. Another man can scam you of your life savings because he saw it as good. Persons can do the most wicked and evil thing all because they saw good in doing it. When we speak of goodness, we are not talking about how society views good, which is crooked and uninformed. However, when we speak of goodness as a fruit of the Spirit, we are talking about the quality or character of God the Holy Spirit produces in us so that we can live as Christians in this world. Goodness is virtue and holiness in action. It results in a life characterized by deeds, motivated by righteousness, and a desire to be a blessing to others. It is a moral characteristic of a Spirit-filled Christian. This quality comes only from the Holy Spirit, and only the Holy Spirit can produce this quality in us. In our own strength, we cannot do the same we should and when we should. After all, Romans 3 verse 12 says, "There is none who does good, no, not one." Goodness, as an aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, is good for the benefit of others, not simply for the sake of being virtuous. Someone with goodness will selflessly act on behalf of others. Living a life characterized by goodness demands more than mere refraining from wrongdoing. It necessitates intentional acts of kindness, compassion, and service towards others. It entails embodying the love of Christ in our interactions and endeavors. In a world marked by strife and selfishness, the call to goodness serves as a beacon of hope. It beckons us to be agents of positive change, illuminating the darkness with acts of kindness and compassion. As followers of Christ, we bear the responsibility of reflecting God's goodness in a world in desperate need. Confronting someone about sin with an aim of restoration demonstrates goodness. So do giving to those in need or giving selflessly to others, visiting and helping and praying for the sick, volunteering to clean up the community, and even praying for one's enemy. Goodness is also reaching out in kindness to those undeserving of our kindness, just as saw God reach out to us when we were undeserving of His kindness. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." As Christians, we all need to be active, ready, and living the life we have been called to live. Too many of us have found it safe, comforting, and are right to make our seat with the wicked, the scornful, and the mockers of this world. Sadly, many of us are even okay that the fruit of the Spirit is not being manifested in our lives. Yet let us yield to the Spirit's leading and the Spirit's control over our lives. Let us walk by the Spirit. Now, Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And Ephesians 5, 8-10 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord." A good example of what goodness looks like is the parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke chapter 10. What the Samaritan did for the man who was severely beaten up was an act of goodness. If you remember the parable, it said that the man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he came upon some thieves. He was then beaten, stripped of his clothes, and left for dead. Both the priest and the Levite, when they came where the man was lying on the road, passed on the other side of the road. When the Samaritan saw the man, he had compassion on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he was leaving, he took out his own money, paid the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you." This Samaritan was kind and compassionate to a stranger, but more so, he was kind and compassionate to a fellow human being. In the same way, those who are indwelled by the Holy Spirit, those who have the fruit of the Spirit manifested in their lives, will perform these acts of kindness and compassion. It is not about us, but all for God's glory. It's not about what we think is good, but what God says is good. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We were created by God for good works. Let us do just that. Allow the Holy Spirit to produce that fruit in us so that we can live as God called us to live.